How are you?
I'm doing fine. I didn't really advertise this call, so I'm not sure how many people we have on, but I do have some things I would like to share.
Great.
Hi, this is Lyndon Davis from Nevada.
Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Great to hear your voices. Things are settling down there for you?
They are.
Awesome. So, the challenger call this morning, we'll give a few people, see if a few more people want to join us before we start. We're not even quite at 8 o'clock yet.
Hi, Bruce. This is Tamara in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm kind of a newer consultant. I just went silver, and I'm not sure what the challenger call is.
Challenger call is just a challenge to move on and build our business. It's a business building call.
Okay.
And we like to recognize those people who have achieved in the past month what's been happening. And so this morning I think we'll have a relatively small group, and so we'll probably stay live with everyone unless we have a problem. And so think of those things that have been really successful for you in the past month, and we'll share them with each other. And then talk about what we're going to be doing in the month of August to move our business ahead.
Hi, Ruth. This is Donna Bannister from Greenville, South Carolina.
Donna Bannister? Morning.
Good morning.
Jenna Munda Newstad. Steve. How are you doing, Steve? I'm on mute already. Probably taping.
I'm doing great, thank you. Sorry about that.
Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me, Ruth?
I can.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
Steve, right? Just
this is Steve, yeah, I apologize. I was on mute. And then I had to dig my phone out of my pocket and then unplug it, so you know the story.
Okay.
But, We sure appreciated Dennis coming down. It was so fun and to have him here with us, and just he was so good and so gracious that the Williams were just so awesome.
Help him get some people going. Well, it's always fun to share with me camera folks, and I'm just really kind of finished with homeschooling and looking at kicking things up myself, so I'm pretty pleased about that. I'm excited about what I'm looking forward to it. So thanks for joining us, Steve, and I appreciate the taping. Has anyone else joined us? Want to speak up and say who you are and where you're from?
Yeah, Doc from Chicago.
Hi, Doc. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Great.
Enjoyed the stay in your home.
Yeah. Nice to have you out.
My grandson plans to come back within a month.
Oh, okay.
So we'll let you know.
Okay. Anyone else? All right. Let's just visit together here. First of all, I'd like to share each of you who have spoken up here, maybe share what you have done if you're just getting started. What you're excited about, why you began. Let's start with Donna. Sounds like you might be the newest here. Donna Bannister, South Carolina. Live?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead and not mute her right now because there's no noise.
Okay.
Excuse me, Donna. Can you all hear me okay? Let's all star four at one time. All right, maybe everybody can hear everybody a little bit better.
Is that better?
Okay, Donna?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Yes, you can, and what are you excited about?
What led me to Meekan was 7 years ago I fell down my basement steps and hurt myself pretty bad. I was having problems sitting, standing, walking. I had a friend of mine invite me to a wellness preview and I went because I had heard about magnets, not in the gym, but just health magnets in general. So I was kind of curious, but skeptical. And I went, and during the whole wellness preview, which lasted about an hour, I was placed on a seat cushion, the Kiko seat. I was had a necklace put around my neck, back flex on my back. I, sitting there, I had a sinus headache for about 3 days, and they handed me a super mini and told me to hold it, you know, on my hand where it was hurting. Well, I was sitting there very embarrassed, ready to die and ready to go home. It's like, okay, this is ridiculous. I'm going home. And the lady doing the wellness preview looked at me. About halfway through, I dropped my arm that was holding the super mini on my head, on my temple where my head was hurting. And when I dropped my arm down, she stopped the whole meeting and said, "How you doing?" And I went, "Oh, no, I want to go home." And I said, "Well, my arm got tired, and I'm doing okay, thank you." And when the meeting was over, to my surprise, the headache was gone. The back had eased off some, and I played basketball all my life in high school, which I'm way past high school, and have bad knees, so she was spinning the mag boys over one of my knees, and she did it for about 5 minutes, and I got up and went to another part of the room and was talking to some other people, and they asked me why she was spinning the mag boys, and I told them, and they said, "Well, what could you do, what, you know, before the mag boys?" And I said, "Well, can't walk up and down stairs. Can't squat down and get back up." And they said, "Well, see if you can squat down." Well, I got all these people around me, and I'm just really embarrassed. It's like, get down, or if I get down, I'm not going to be able to get back up, and it's like, this is going to be ridiculous. And I wanted to go home. It's like, no. And I squatted down, no pain. I came back up, just popped right back up, and I go, "Okay, I'm impressed." And it just went from there. I purchased a pair of insoles, and the day after I purchased the insoles, I had a pretty bad headache. I have headaches every now and then, and this one just, I got up with it, and I was sick, and I thought, well, what the heck? And I picked one of the insoles and put it on top of my head and put a baseball cap on. And within just a few minutes, the headache was gone. And I said, I need more magnets. I said, I need something for my head. So then I was placed on the sleep system for about a week, and when I would get out of bed, we joke and say I'd do the Tim Conway shuffle, trying to get started. And then once I get moving, I'm okay. First 2 days on the mattress, I didn't really notice anything. The third day, I stood straight up, just popped right out of bed, and I went, "Oh, what's going on?" And I just started walking. No Tim Conway shuffle, no holding the wall. And I said, "Wow, this is great." So I purchased the mattress, the sleep system, and then went to the water, and things have just kept improving and improving. And then about... I'm a civil wellness consultant now, and have been for a couple of years, and kind of got kicked down with a broken ankle that I broke at work, and no one told me it was broken. For 4 months, I walked on it broken. In fact, there was two bones broken. The point bone was broken off. The ankle was smashing on the cartilage.
You really got extra length to get testimonies here.
Do what?
You go to extra length to get testimonies here.
Oh, yeah, they tell me I'm a walking testimony, and it's like, okay, just put a magnet on it, and I'll be all right.
So how did you get started building a business?
Ma'am?
How did you get started building up to silver? You did
I just started sharing. People knew I had fallen down my basement steps and was, I walked literally almost bent over from the fall. And nothing, thank goodness, nothing was broken when I fell, but it was just, you know, damaged and hurt, and I think it affected my lower back really bad, and still flares every once in a while. And when it looks
like, can you give us like a 30-second finish up with your story here?
Sure.
Okay.
I was I went into the doctor yesterday or Thursday and was told that with this ankle problem, I now have what they call RSD, but something dystrophy, synthetic dystrophy, and I can't even remember what it is. But anyway, real quick, they said I didn't have the classic one because I've been to the third doctor because I'm still having a lot of pain with this ankle, even with the magnets. But I've told them that it's not the classic because the classic, you sweat really bad and you have a lot of swelling. I don't have the sweating and I don't have the swelling, but I've got all the other symptoms. And I told them I think it's because I wear the magnets all the time. But that was caused from walking on it broke for 4 months and the surgery and everything. It's messed up the nerves. So I don't have to take the medications that they usually give the RSD patients because of my magnets, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Now that helps not have to take medication. But
yes.
It's funny, too.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So now you're sober. We'd like to talk. I really like having a testimony at the beginning, so I appreciate you sharing your testimonies. But we want to move on to business. And so how did tell us how you made silver.
I went silver when we had the big sale on the, when we got the green system, and I had several people in my downline, and all of them purchased the green system, and it pushed me to silver.
Oh.
So it happened that I had built a pretty nice little downline, and then we had the green system, and just about everybody in my downline bought one.
You know, that's a really good example of how building that your downline, building your organization, makes a really a big difference. And maybe they're all on auto ship, and they're going along, buying something here and there. But then when something big comes up, you're going to get a big check.
Yes.
So what kind of a check did you make when you went sober?
It was about $3,000.
That's pretty nice, extra money.
Yes, it was.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing, Donna.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. Okay, Pam, you said you're new. Let's
yep.
hear what's happened with you. We want to have each person kind of share what's been exciting, fairly concise, but I'll ask you some questions about it, maybe.
Actually, I signed up just this year, like the second week in June,
mm-hmm.
and I went silver this month, and I had another consultant under me go silver with me.
My goodness.
Just the industry that I was a loan originator, and I know a lot of people in town, and just went through my list of people, and the people I thought, first of all, would grasp the concept of wellness. I went to them first and showed them the wellness home. And my upline, Nina Dressler, has been, if I didn't have the people I have in my upline, I know I wouldn't have done what I've done. I was actually introduced to Meekin in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
But the woman that was doing it didn't really share her testimony, wasn't really, I don't think she's a salesperson as such.
Mm-hmm.
So I really didn't take a hold of it. And maybe it wasn't my time
mm-hmm.
to do it. And this just happened to be the time. And I have a fabulous support team.
We just met Nina on the ship and really enjoyed her, and she does have a fantastic testimony, and I can see why she would be a very big help for you.
Yes, and actually I've used it for the sleep system. My daughter has asthma, and she clears right up sleeping on the system. It's amazing. She can be coughing her head off all day long. She lays down, which usually is the time when she gets worse. She sleeps on a sleep system, and I don't hear a peep out of her the whole night. As soon as she gets up, puts her feet on the ground, she'll start coughing again.
Do you have a, like a big round nag that you can put on her chest or her back?
She's only four.
Uh-huh.
So, no, I don't have that set yet.
We also have another little boy in our downline. He wears a sleep mask on his chest.
Oh.
The kids tease him because it's his bra. It looks like a bra on him. But after having went into a full-blown attack without it, he doesn't even care what they say.
Yeah.
This is Donna again.
Yes, Donna.
I have asthma, and I wear the Super Mini around with a necklace, but with a four-year-old, you can get the little cloth pouches from Mag Bags and pin it to their shirt right in the chest, right above the, and just pin that in the shirt. And since wearing the Super Mini, I've been wearing it 6 years, and I haven't used any asthma medication at all. No insulin.
Yeah, and I have been able to wean her off her singulair, and she's on a nebulizer, and I've been able to wean her back.
I don't use anything, and I wear this magnet all the 24/7, except when I take a shower.
Yeah. I have
pinned them on my grandchild. I've got two grandchildren, and when they were real, even infants, newborn, I would pin the Super Mini in a cloth mag bag, just pin it to their shirt.
Okay. You can also just sew one of your own, sew a little pocket to put it in, pin it on.
Yeah.
So, well, that's all really good news, and so, Pam, now, what are you looking forward to for the rest of, for the future with NECAM?
Well, I'm shooting to get my silver gold, and I want to go gold because I want to be on a cruise in October. And even if that doesn't happen for some reason,
mm-hmm.
I just know that this is going to be so phenomenal that it's all going to happen for me.
Does it feel like something you want to do for the rest of your life?
Oh, definitely.
That's incredible.
You know, in mortgage origination, what I liked about that was being able to help people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the American dream, buying a home. And I enjoyed more helping the people who didn't understand and had the credit problems and help them through that than the people that knew what they were doing and really only needed me to process their paperwork. Well, I get the same satisfaction, only I'm really, truly changing their lives through their health. And I didn't have to go to college and be a doctor or a nurse and spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on education.
Right. Pretty exciting. I bet there are a lot more people out there that would like to do that. That I'm thinking you have small children?
Yeah, I have 15, 8, and 4.
Yeah, so they'd probably like to be able to spend more time with their kids and do the same thing that you're doing.
Right.
So that's an awesome story. Thank you for sharing with us.
You're welcome.
Steve Crowfoot, are you here for sharing? Steve's got his phone in his pocket again. But while he's getting that out, let's go to Doc in Chicago. Doc, what have you enjoyed about NECAM and kind of a, I don't want to help entire, but what's most exciting in your NECAM business? Everybody's on mute.
I hope we didn't lose everybody.
I hope not. Let's go. Steve, are you ready? We may have just turned this on tape. Okay, Dennis and Linda.
We're not on mute.
Good.
Well, we want to share a little bit about three neat things that happen on the cruise and how that's building our business. So that was really exciting to be on the Alaskan cruise with so many neat people headed by you and Dennis. And the first thing that we wanted to share is Dennis has five bulging discs. And, you know, we've been doing, we have a whole world's home, and we've been doing all the products and everything, and did need to see a pain and a spine person, and he's been involved with physical therapy and working a bit. However, he'd go through a time where he had some reactions to the meds, and so we've really been working to cut down those meds. And the neat thing is we... you, Ruth, matched this up with Carol Goose, who is was an anesthesiologist, and she did a test on Dennis. Dan, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, remember the two super minis?
Oh, yes, I do.
Carol and Dennis taped on my back, and first of all, discovery of my five bulging discs goes back to May. And since that time, I've been on pretty severe pain meds about every 4 to 5 hours. Now I'm taking two every 24 hours. And the spine was really impressed. He says I'm now up to the next level. So we just maintain this almost totally pain-free, and I'd say the progress in the last 2 weeks is phenomenal.
So that was fabulous with the Super Minis, and that gives us another testimony to share with all the people that we're talking to. And then we took Dennis's cousin and her husband and son with us on the cruise, and I guess we weren't able to give them a real vision up until that point, but with all of the talking with all the really reliable, credible, real people on the cruise, they saw what Beacon can do, and you know, at the dinner table and then with the training. And she is definitely, Cecilia is going to work on building a business. She's getting her pack today. And we're just really excited working with her. And then we also stopped in at our son in Camas, Washington. My daughter-in-law's parents are now with us in the business. And we thank Dennis for going to Salt Lake to... help them start last month to build their business, and we're excited about them. She had a kidney transplant, and she's seen extreme renewal of energy there. And then I'm also working with a gal here in Incline that's a golfer, and doing somewhat what Mary Bernard has done, and just showing her product by product in the wellness home technologies. And she is out talking and pointing me to various people. So it's fun to share with people. And, again, I'm a teacher, so that's what I do best. And Dennis is from corporate America, and he does the business. So we love working as a couple.
Well, just work just like Mary and Jim do, and there you go.
You got it.
You guys have made some good progress this year. This is really good. I'm really... happy for you and the new business builders that are coming up. And
thanks for all the help, Ruth.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad those super minis helped too.
Yep.
Excited about the rhythm of the business on the 18th because we went after this last 3 months getting that first recruiting award, and we succeeded in getting it, and we're excited to have new people that we've introduced to Meek and Frontline.
Awesome. That's a good goal. That's a good goal and a good achievement. Where are you attending the
Santa Cruz?
Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
great.
And we're taking another couple that lives in Santa Cruz with us.
Yeah, long time friend, 40 years.
Awesome. And
we're anxious, as Claudia and Chuck pointed out to us, we will love the Jacksons. And then, of course, Dave Johnson will be there. So we'll have a great rhythm.
Awesome. And the couple that you're taking, they're not sponsored yet?
Oh, no.
No, and we still, I don't want to be premature. They're great friends, and we'll be making the contact in the next 2 days. Unless they're out of town on season, sure they'll be with us there.
Uh-huh. Great. Okay.
We also have lined up some people to go to the Rhythm in Phoenix where Dennis is presenting. So we're excited about sending him the names of those people. Some that have already joined us in business and are a little sluggish, and then others that have not. So we're trying to get a leg in Phoenix. It's fun to think legs.
Yes, it is. A good thing to think about. That's what we're building.
You're a good trainer, Ruth.
Oh, thanks. Well, we know that's what we had to build, and build those legs in depth. So I'm really thinking also a lot about wellness homes and how to prepare and be able to do those smoothly and easily, so that we can all do a wellness home tour of our wellness home every week, and then we're going to do one bigger one once a month. But Pam, I'm assuming that with your kids, if you can star six, you can still listen, and that will work just really well.
Okay.
On the WeCan website, you can go to the library, and you can go down into the library and find some brochures and product information sheets that are here. And then you can take them and print them out and have them handy so that if somebody asks a question, you don't have to know anything. Matter of fact, I'm not planning to talk about many of the things that are on these product quick reference sheets is what I've used quite before and have printed out. And I laminate them so that they are good to stay there for a while. And then the other thing that I'm thinking it's a good idea to have there or to do, and what I'm going, what we present as we go around to our wellness home is the testimony. A testimony for the water, a testimony for the air, so that we go around and we have at least one. But I'm going to want to have a picture there, and so I have some of those available that I can forward. Hopefully I can forward. I just changed mail systems. I went to Outlook from my IncrediMail, because I can keep track of all my prospects there a little bit better and all in one place. So hopefully my forwarding won't be rusty and I'll still be able to attach and send these out to those who want to do this. I think that if we can make showing the wellness home as easily as possible, so we have in-homes on a regular basis and then feed into our area wellness preview, that's a system that kind of runs smoothly. They get a second look with us on the preview and get more information and get them started on their business. Mary Bernard, I certainly enjoyed listening to her this morning. She's one of my favorite people to talk to. I call her up and she rattles on and tells me all the things that, not rattles on, but just goes through and tells me all the things that are going on, and it's just like, oh, how does a woman ever do all this stuff? So, but does anyone have any questions I guess I need to ask? With where we're going and what can help us to move forward most quickly. Linda mentioned building legs is so important to you when you have somebody who's excited and wants to build, that we get the people and go talk to their people or have them come into our wellness home. That's why we're having them, so that they can bring their people as well, so they start doing their own, so that we're building depth immediately when they're ready. Thank you. Now, I know Dennis and Linda are aware of that, and many of the rest of you here. Does anyone have any questions? That's been good sharing.
Ruth, I have
hope that everyone...
question. And I should know this, being Mr. Technology, but I don't. As far as the kickoff call from the company, where is that archived on the website? Do you know?
Are you talking about the host call?
The call about the...
I think they're under events.
Under events. Okay, thank
under
you.
Under events.
All right, conference calls.
There
it is.
The first one is conference calls.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And I apologize for being on mute earlier. Dug the phone out.
There's also something I'd like to mention, Bruce, that's available on the website, and it's on the Rhythm of Nikon website. Ann Bodak has three calls. The first one is based from Dutch, who is under Jeff Van Berken and doing fabulously very quickly. And it's all on recruiting and follow-up, very definitely things that new people can be pointed to.
That was a good call. That was a great call.
Those are all recorded now under that Rhythm of Nikon sub-website under our main website.
What I'm looking at is under events. This conference call.
Yeah, this is something different, and it's under the Rhythm of Nikon section.
Okay. I think that might be the same call in both places, which is good. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Could be.
Okay, and then Dr. Nivey was on as well, and that's here also. And he was, I didn't listen to that one. But I know that Dr. Nighy will have some good information for you there if you want to listen to that. Most important, set your dates ahead. Get them on your calendar when you're going to have events so you can start feeding people into them. Most important right now is to get people going with you and going with your people in your downline on August the 18th. And then after August the 18th, you can continue. You can get copies from the host. Or use the host DVD and be able to run more expo type meetings for your people or small mini meetings so that everybody will be able to see that information. So that's an idea on that DVD. So it's all about calling, and as Dennis said, we're in a recruiting prospecting business, and we can do it in really different manners. Every person has a different way of doing this. This is for the leisure sharing to, I think Terry Latham would be on the other end, sit down the phone, call 1,000 people, and get 3 diamonds after 1,000 calls. We have never done that, but we have just done the visiting type and then helped those people to talk to their people in kind of a more casual manner. I think that we will be able to do a call on September 1st. We will be calling in from Branson, Missouri. If Linda reminds me to do my challenger call, we'll be calling in and have the people that are there share with you. They have an expo going there. That's a special one. Dennis was Labor Day weekend in Missouri, and then travels into South Dakota, Iowa, and Minnesota. Every year he's gotten kind of a tradition, and he likes traditions, so we're doing that again this year, or he's doing it. I'm just going as far as Branson. So do you have anybody in that general area? People drive from quite a distance to come into that Branson Expo, and we'd love to see you there. If that's any, or if you have some people to send, tell them to come up and talk to us. So that's about it for today. Anybody has any other comments? Otherwise? Any other comment or question? So
just get to the rhythm of business.
That's right. Make it roll. And everyone that sticks with it can make it. We've seen very vast improvements in growth patterns in people as they don't give up. So never quit. Have a great day and a great August. good luck in finishing up those goals to get yourself to go to Cancun. So we've heard that people can make silver very quickly if you just find the right people and get them moving along. But you can't push them, huh? Okay. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Awesome. Bye-bye, people. Bye-bye.
Bye.